Yesterday, we spoke with the Republican mayor of El Paso, Texas, a city on the U.S.-Mexico border. The mayor said he wants to see NAFTA kept alive. Today, we're joined by a Democratic mayor from Gary, Indiana, who has some thoughts on the trade tensions with U.S. neighbors. Earlier this month, the Trump administration imposed steel tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and the EU. They're meant to revive the American steel industry, which has declined in recent decades, perhaps most dramatically in Gary, Indiana. As steel jobs in Gary fell away in the 1970s, the city became better known for its poverty and crime. Now, about a third of the population lives in poverty, and a fifth of the buildings are vacant. Karen Freeman Wilson is the mayor of Gary, Indiana, and joins us now. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So Gary, Indiana, people may not know this, is a city that was actually created by the executives of U.S. Steel a long time ago.
Absolutely, in 1906.
1906. Is it still a steel town today, would you say?
It is very much a steel town in that we house still U.S. Steel's flagship.
Gary Works.
In Gary, Indiana, the Gary Works operation. Uh-huh. And while at one point they employed 25,000 people at Gary Works, we are only employing 3,500 now because of the automation and because of the changes in the steel industry. It is still very much the largest employer in Gary, Indiana.
Do you expect them to add more jobs, or is 3,500 like kind of what you expect to see in the future?
My expectation is that there will likely not be more jobs mm-hmm. added because of automation, because of the way that they make steel now. You just don't need as many people. But that has caused us to really diversify because, you know, not only did you have steel direct employment, but you had all of the related industries, the can mm-hmm. companies, the bridge companies, the auto parts manufacturers. We don't have any of that now. And so we have been forced to diversify our economy.
But on the issue of steel, will the steel tariffs, do you think, from President Trump make a difference for you either positively or negatively?
I believe they will be positive for the steel industry, mm-hmm. just steel alone. But there are so many other industries, things that are produced with foreign steel, mm-hmm. even though they are made in America, where you might have a negative impact. But I think it will still be net positive.
So when you talk about diversifying the economy, a lot of mayors want to do that,
sure.
especially those who are in places where the main industry has shrunk over the years. How do you do that?
So what we've done is we've capitalized on our major assets. And one of our biggest assets is our location. We are in the population center of North America, 30 miles from the third largest city. And mm-hmm. so we are in the midst of four interstate highways, three Class A railways. And as a result of that, we've been able to really grow our logistics business. Six of the 10 largest trucking companies have terminals, mm-hmm. significantly sized terminals in Gary, Indiana. We have a major yard for the Canadian National Railroad. And that has been one of our ways to pivot. We've just expanded our airport. Mm-hmm. We've just activated our Port Authority. And, of course, we have really capitalized on the traditional modes of transportation that are related to industry. And we're also growing our commuter rail line.
How long does it take to get from Gary into Chicago during rush hour?
35 minutes during rush
hour. To drive?
Yes.
And can you take a train in?
You can take a train in. And soon, that train from Gary into downtown Chicago will probably take closer to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it will really encourage people. Right now, it's 55 minutes. There's a South Shore line. But we are now double tracking that line. Mm-hmm. And so it will reduce the time, not just from Gary to Chicago, but also from South Bend, because the line ends in South Bend.
Now, Chicago, as you say, third largest city in the country. But it's also a city that, unlike some of the other major cities in America, has actually been losing a little bit of population recently. Is that hurting you? Are Chicago's problems hurting you?
Actually, those the people who are leaving Chicago, both businesses and residents, many of them are coming to Gary.
Interesting.
So that is helping with our population because we've lost since 1970. We went from 180,000 people then. We are right at 80,000 now. And, you know, we are encouraging folks, largely retirees, those individuals who really are looking for a quieter, slower lifestyle to come to Gary, Indiana.
How do you change the perceptions about Gary? I was reading a quote from a Gary resident in the Guardian newspaper. This person said, "We used to be the murder capital of the U.S., but there's hardly anybody left to kill. We used to be the drug capital of the U.S., but for that you need money and there aren't jobs or things to steal here."
Well, certainly we've had challenges. There's no getting away from that, and we don't hide from it. But also we have seen real progress with those challenges. Mm-hmm. We've created over 3,000 jobs in the city of Gary over the last 7 years during my tenure as mayor. We've been able to also increase the population, or at least reduce the reduction of the population. So we've not seen it decrease as quickly. And we believe that we will see an increase in our population in the 2020 census. And a lot of that has been a result of innovative programming like our Dollar House program. We were able to use a Bloomberg public art challenge to create a culinary art program that targets the creation of small businesses. And those things have grown. But, you know, when you get used to complaining, when you get accustomed to seeing things that you don't want to see in your city, sometimes you don't see the wins that are occurring.
You tried to lure Amazon.
We did.
And?
Well,
not in the finals, but
we're not in the finals, but we're close enough to one of the finalists. I think we will see some of the benefits of that, not just that.
If they go to Chicago,
if they go to Chicago.
When you put that out there for Amazon, did you offer them a lot of tax incentives to come to Gary?
Well, we were very fortunate that the state was supportive of our application. I would say as supportive of our application as they were as supportive of the application that was done in Indianapolis. And so there were some tax incentives, but the major offer we had was the ability to really provide land to them.
How much does what's happening in Washington impact you right now?
Well, it would be disingenuous to say that we are not at all impacted but by what's happening in Washington. But what we've also seen among mayors is that there has been this resiliency among mayors and in cities to say, if Washington won't address climate change, we will. If Washington doesn't want to create a comprehensive immigration reform, we will at least make our cities friendly to those individuals who have come to our country. If Washington won't effectively address gun policy, then we will be a voice for young people who are crying out for sensible gun laws.
Do you have any gun laws in Gary, city gun laws?
So we, because of home rule, are unable to pass gun laws, but we have one of the last pending lawsuits against gun manufacturers and bad apple gun dealers in the city of Gary, Indiana.
One more thing, Mayor, you are the first African-American female mayor in the state of Indiana.
I am.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't mean a lot if I'm the first and the last, but it is certainly an honor and it's humbling to lead the way. But what I think it means most is to my daughter's generation, and she's 24, that they can be a mayor and they can lead a city in the state of Indiana. It also means to my mother's generation that their labor has not been in vain because what they have worked towards has now come to pass in that I hold the mayor's office.
That's Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson of Gary, Indiana. Mayor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.